This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Who wants to make the bet? Who wants to make it?
What bet are we talking about?
Colorado, Kansas.
Rob Brenton.
He's coming up on the roundtable here about 9:17. Dion's 1-6 versus ranked teams. Last 2 years with two top five draft picks. Only win was a TCU team that finished year with a losing record. Every local head coach has a bigger and better wins than the last 2 years. Okay.
Well, good thing he's not playing a top 25 team this week.
Bring that energy, baby. Bring that energy.
Why do people want to hate on Dion, though?
Because he's got to prove it, dude. He's got to prove it.
I feel like Dion's like Patrick Mahomes. No matter what he does, it's not going to be good enough for people.
I am a Dion hater, but you do have to give him credit. This is a guy who coached high school for 8 years, learned, won in high school, went to Jackson State, was incredible at Jackson State, won there, and is in the midst of an amazing rebuild. Like, I do have to give him some credit.
He turned around a program that was a dead stick, folks.
Yes. Do you believe now?
Starting to.
I've been there for 2 years, baby. Been there for longer than that.
I think after the Nebraska game, we were kind of all wavering because we all said at that time, all right, maybe this thing is over.
He's playing against Mahomes.
But they bounce back. I mean, that guy looks like Mahomes, but plays like, you know.
Trubisky.
He plays like Mick Holmes.
Yeah. Mick Jagger. I don't know. Like, he just, that guy, if you're going to do that whole thing, man, you got to show up.
Here's somebody that's...
That looks like some guy at the bar. He looks like Fat Mahomes from back... Do you remember Fat Mahomes, who used to be part of the station back in the day?
I don't know.
Eric is his name, and he would... Overweight guy would come dressed as Fat Mahomes to events.
That's
what the kid in Nebraska looks like. He looks like Fat Mahomes.
Somebody who's not a Richard, which we'll get into that here in a second, is whoever hired and found Mac deserves a raise. Great hire. Late night show is the best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, I am.
Go ahead, man.
No, thank you so much. That's very nice. That's very nice.
I thought they were thanking the person who hired him and found him.
I was like, saying, go ahead, hit the sounder. Like, hit it.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, Max,
gotcha.
Like, thank you very much. Like, give me his acceptance speech.
I know exactly. I'm like ready to go. Well, I'd like to thank. Okay, fine. Here we go.
Oh, Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
We like to make you part of the topics as well, so we asked you, text line 913-586-7965, who's your Richard of the Week? We'll start with the text line, and then we'll move on to Bob, because his are always entertaining for some reason to me. I just love him because I can see where he's at, what he's going through. From the 816, my Richard of the Week with this week would have been, wouldn't have happened until the game last night, is George Pickens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's the
That's
text
a good
lines.
One.
That's a good one.
Richard of the Week, and then...
Fighting on the sidelines.
Yes, in snow, while Tomlin's beard is completely covered and he's eating it. My Richard today is my 5-year-old daughter because she jumped in my bed this morning to wake me up and need me in my Richard.
It's the worst, bro. It is the worst. The dog will do that. The kids, oh, God.
The dog doesn't care,
Bob, who's your Richard of the Week this week?
Justin's son.
Is that...
Who's Justin?
Oh, you want more on who this guy is?
Yeah, please.
Justin's son is the gentleman who paid $6.2 million for the banana taped to the wall.
And isn't it... What's he called? Like the comedian?
It's called the comedian.
Yeah. So you can't use that.
Right.
Yeah.
But this guy can. And he got a certificate of authenticity. That's all he got. And he is now able to tape his own banana to a wall and call it comedian.
Yep.
He paid $6.2 million for that. $5.2 million for the certificate, $1 million to the auction house. And I think to myself, $6.2 million, why wouldn't you just go written a check to some food bank or somebody who could use that money?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that to me is a waste of money. That's why the rest of the world hates us. We got jackasses like this out here spending $6.2 million on a banana tape to a wall when you could just go give that money to like some people in need or help out foundations or food banks at this time of the year. People that are struggling, like, that's what you spent your money on? You're Richard.
God. Why? Why? That's crazy.
Somebody says on the text line for the 913 that Patrick Mahomes is him, but Dylan Raiola plays like my apartment.
My auto.
That's good.
Yeah, you know what's a low-key good snack? Text line, if you get it, just text in the name of the show. Bananas dipped in pizza sauce.
I don't get that one.
I know. Generational gaps.
Mac, do you get that one?
No, didn't get that one.
Come on, text line, you know what I'm talking about. Pizza
gross,
and bananas. Pizza sauce and bananas. My Richard of the Week is quite simple. The MLB writers.
Oh, they could be every week.
Yeah, exactly. You got a double dip. You know those daisy dips you can get? The French onion, all those good ones? Those daisy dips? This is a double dip of Richard of the Week. First off, two votes. Two for Matt Quatrero. Two. Like, 30-win upgrade, ALDS, two first-place votes.
That's right.
Richards. The other one is... I get it. We knew that what's-his-face, Aaron Judge, was going to be the MVP. Unanimously, though?
I know. That was a surprise
unanimously
to me.
Unanimously,
yeah, unanimous?
30 votes.
You sure about that?
Out of you sure that's why?
Maybe you should have waited till the Game 5 incident to vote.
What the hell is that? Bobby Witt Jr. should have got, I'm not saying that he should have won.
No.
But the fact that he didn't get 1-2-3, like, I'd be okay if
he had 2. Is there not a Kansas City guy voting in this thing?
I mean, I don't know. But, I mean, what are we doing here? The best single-season shortstop we've seen ever.
No, and that's not hyperbole. That's not an opinion. That's fact.
That's a fact.
It's fact, yeah.
That's a fact. So all of you people that unanimously wrote in that Aaron Judge gets it, nobody else even gets a consideration vote, and then you want to patch it up and be like, well, we all said he's second. Get, you know what? Go pound sand.
He was unanimously second, but is there not a Kansas City vote for this? Like, and if there is, and the person in Kansas City didn't vote for Bobby Witt, that person shouldn't be allowed to cover baseball.
Two votes for Quatrero, zero first place votes for Bobby Witt Jr., and I think Seth Lugo even finished second.
He finished second in the Cy Young.
He wasn't going to get that. I'm not saying he's going to get it. Second.
Mm-hmm.
I get it, but Quatrero should have won it. Should have at least gotten more than two first place votes. And Bobby
it should
Witt
have been a close vote with all three of those guys. That should not have been a runaway by the Cleveland manager.
No, and it shouldn't have been a 30 unanimous decision for Aaron Judge. Richard of the Week, writers at vote. Mac?
Yeah, this is not similar, but this is not a specific person. I'm going to go the first 16 teams in the NBA draft because the Lakers at 17 got a freaking stud who scored 37 points.
I know,
this
Bronny's
week.
Been awesome.
Okay,
he's getting some scrutiny now because he's not traveling with the G League.
Yeah, he's not even. Yeah, exactly. He's only playing. Yeah,
get out now, dude. Just
pretty
get
bad.
Out.
Pretty
get
rough.
Out.
Yeah, my Richard of the Week a few weeks ago was LeBron for that exact situation. But first 16 teams in the NBA draft because Dalton Kanek, second in National Player of the Year voting, should have won the National
Didn't
Player of the Year.
Didn't he have 37 the other day or
had
something like that?
37 this week. And no one wanted to draft him because he was 23 years old. He wasn't 19. But he comes in and he's ready to just lace. And so and this is like wide in sports right now. It's
you mean the Bo Nix of the NBA you like?
Yeah. Damn it.
What?
Because he's not wrong right now.
See? He's evil when he laughs like that.
It's very evil. The thing is, I hate it. I'm in his lair right now.
Yes,
he's crawling in with him.
Oh, he's stewing in your admittance.
The difference is, I think Dalton Kanek is the ceiling. I think we're seeing the best from Bo Nix right now. But it's just crazy. This guy torches a whole college season all year, and no one's like, hey,
who did he play for?
Tennessee, which I'm a little biased, but still, he was fantastic last year.
Well, he's been great. No,
he's great.
What did LeBron say about him the other day? Like,
I tried to tell all you effers I was right last year, but you wouldn't believe me. And then he went off social media.
Yeah. Right. Like, right,
drops mic, drops social media. Probably best for some people at times.
You know what? I think for an athlete, what's the benefit of being on social media?
Unless
really?
You embrace it. Like, Max Homa's perfect. I know he's a golfer, and here we go again. But he started his whole thing with, like, rate my swing. And the other day, Julian Edelman sent him a thing that said, rate my swing. And Max Homa replied with, it's amazing that you can't find the slot. Because he was a slot receiver.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Ah, all right. I
so
like
he
that.
Embraces yeah. it at least. Like I Kevin like Durant, he had the burner account.
Oh, God.
Katie embraces it now, too, though.
But now he's, care. Yeah. And he's on that wonderful show with that wonderful woman up in Adams on Kay Adams' show.
She's so good.
But like, like athletes who fight with people on the on the Twitter machine, like, what are you not gaining anything by that, man?
Yeah. So, yeah. Richard of the Week here, Ja'Marr Chase, after what he said, Cincinnati's still the team to beat us in the AFC. Every time they lose, he would be my Richard of the Week from the text line. So, yeah, there you go. Richard of the Week here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Coming up, another Richard, Rob Brenton, Mr. Buffalo Rob, Mr. KU Rob, your boy from The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Up here on our roundtable on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Oh, baby, I'm not going to lie. I don't like to toot my own horn every once in a while, but I do. We've really nailed the roundtable this year. We had Grayson during the Bills week. We had Drew during the Chiefs in Cincinnati. And then Rob Brenton just kind of falls into our lap, and he's talking to Mac last night. He's like, oh, man, Carolina Chiefs, what are we going to talk about? And Mac goes, no, bro. Mm-hmm. Colorado, Kansas.
You excited for the big game at Arrowhead Stadium?
I am excited for the big game at Arrowhead Stadium.
Yeah. He wants me to come in Monday and just be quiet.
I would love that. That would make me very happy.
But for me, like with Kansas, it's like you had your chance, you blew it. I have no interest. Sorry, man. Welcome to the dead end. We'll see you again next year. Like they failed from the start.
They
man.
Definitely failed at the start. But there's an element I enjoy of recently, the Grim Reaper. I mean, they killed Iowa State's season. Yeah. They ruined that. BYU's season looks pretty ruined because of Kansas. I mean, right. Colorado's the new flavor of the month. There's a little bit of like, let's just keep being the dream killers.
Isn't that kind of a lame way to approach life, though, being the guy that stomps out
but
everybody else's dream.
True, but nothing left.
If they keep stomping out dreams, they do technically get bowl eligible. So you get to end up at the Tax Slayer Bowl, which
I have no problem. And I know this is probably a Carrington take. If I'm playing Uno and somebody has 50 cards in their hand, I have a draw 25. There you go, dude.
Yeah, keep beating them.
Yeah, just, you know,
I understand that, but from like a fan's perspective, I think with anything, if you don't grab fans early, they're not going to be there late. And when people are trying to parade around telling you they've arrived, see, I think that's been the biggest problem for me with KU over the last couple of years. They spent more time telling me they've arrived, and then they come out and they lay an egg for the first 2 months mm-hmm. of the season, and they're still telling people, oh, look what we're doing. Nah, you're irrelevant.
I also think arrived is relative because, like, for Kansas, I do think considering what they were, like I got hired in 2020, and that 2020 Kansas football season was awful. They didn't win a game. They had the worst point differential. They gave the most sacks. Like it was barely watchable. It wasn't watchable football. It was barely Division I football. And, you know, 4 years later, they're fighting for a bowl game. They've been to two bowls. They won 9 games sure. last year. Like, arrival is all relative. Like, they're not arriving the same way that, you know, oh, man, Oregon has arrived. Like, yeah, they're the best team in the country. But Kansas, considering they were, you know, absolute trash water 4 years ago, they're a respectable program now.
They are.
That's
they are.
Arrival in a sense.
But if you're going to maintain that level of respect,
you got it.
You can't. Effort in September,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I agree. You got to grab the fans the first two games of the season, yeah. Not the last four. Although I do think the fact that good teams are on the schedule, there is a little bit of well, look at this. Like there's like a interest. But I think a lot of the interest this weekend stems from the fact that Chiefs game is who cares.
Yeah,
like and on the road, if the Chiefs are playing at home against Denver or at home a division opponent or like mm-hmm. it was Chiefs Bills this weekend, I mean I would still care about KU Colorado, but we wouldn't be talking about KU Colorado and there'd be no buzz in town about KU Colorado. The fact it's Chiefs on the road against a AAA opponent makes mm-hmm. you feel like, oh, well, Saturday's the game.
Saturday's the day, right? And then the 2:30 start, we've determined the worst starting time for college football.
No. As a tailgater, it's the best time.
Ah, see?
As if you're going to watch on television, I agree with you. It's the worst. But if you're going to go out there, you get out there, you get a few beers in you, you get some food cheaper than the $19 burger at Arrowhead or right. the $27 chicken fingers. You can bring your own food. You can set up, grill, tear it down, have a few beers, get in there, watch the game. You leave. You're home by 6:37. If you are still a wanting to go out person, you can. If you're done for the day, you've done your fun thing, and you can still R&R, watch some TV. You're not in bed, unlike the 6 o'clock games where you're home by 11 and it's straight to bed, or the 11 o'clock game where you're like, okay, now what with my day? If you're going,
See, when
this is a married man right here.
Well, I know, and I understand where he's 100% coming from, but when you get up at 3:45 every morning, 11 a.m. game's kind of nice. Yeah.
You get to sleep in.
Go out there, tailgate, have some breakfast, and you know, go and watch the game, and then you're home to watch the 2:30 and the late games too.
Right.
You know,
and if you're a 3:45 person, you're home right in time for that midday nap.
That's exactly right.
Get ready for the evening sleep.
I love me a midday nap. They're nice.
They are, man.
Anyways, did any of your friends already jump the KU football season? They're like diving straight into basketball. Like, it's basketball season.
Yes and no. I think KU's early season basketball schedule had so many interesting games that people dove in. But a lot of my friends who are, they're more casual about the football program.
Hey, did you watch Oakland last week?
I sold my Oakland tickets. I mean, that's because it was Parents' Week, and I made a nice little penny selling to some parents. I mean, I did a good job there. I played the game just right, but you know, like, they've played North Carolina, they've played Michigan State, and they're gonna play Duke next weekend. So a lot of the fan base has, hey, football season's over. We got, but if KU was playing Oakland, UNC, Wilmington, and who did K-State play the other night? The team, I don't even know. New Orleans, South, whatever. If KU was playing those teams, I think there wouldn't be that dive. But they're playing real, like, big-time basketball games right now. So
they
has been a little
bit. They
always
do that, though, at the beginning of the year, which is good. That's how you get people's interest. Like, Feast Week's coming up. Let's go, baby.
I also think college basketball is doing something really smart. I don't know if, like, the powers that be did it or just worked out this way. All those big games are on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Yeah.
We are not touching the football windows. We're staying out of Saturday because who's going to watch our product against college football on Saturday? No one.
No one.
Stay out of the NFL's way. Monday and Sunday are not for us, but KU North Carolina was on a Friday night. There's nothing else on television. I'll watch this top 10 basketball
game. But I also think
it's a bad TV night. But like,
man.
KU Duke this next coming week is going to be on Tuesday.
Perfect.
That is nothing else on television than KU Duke.
You got the Maxion on Tuesday, Rob.
Yeah.
You got Miami of Ohio versus Tulane. And Toledo played. You know what? Toledo, Greenmont.
But yeah, coached at Toledo? Gary Pinkel.
There you go.
There was a friend of the program back.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know, but the person who loves Maxion has had a nice relationship with Gary Pinkel. Come up in conversation once or twice.
You know, he also sent barbecue sauce to Bobby Bowden.
I've heard about the Bobby Bowden.
Do you think Pinkley would suffice to drinking wine with Pinkel, or do you think he'd still go craft beer?
If he had the opportunity to sit down and talk football with any coach, I think Binkley would be willing to drink whatever they told him to drink. Yeah. Binkley's not saying no. Hey, Bink, come on over to the lake house. The only rule I have is you can't drink beer. You can only drink wine. Binkley would say, what time should I be
there? I also don't think it matters. Doesn't matter what level of coach. If Connor Embry was like, why don't you come over to the house and we're going to have some white wine, Bink would be like, talk receiver, I'm in.
Yeah, Let's go. You know, no, Bink would add, you're 100% right about that. Well, I'm going to go talk football. Like, I think, like, for a lot of us, we dream about, like, you know, women. I think, like, Binkley's, like, dream would be sitting down talking football with, like, John Gruden and
Nick Saban.
Like, it'd be it for him. Like, it'd be over.
He wouldn't even walk in with pleasantries. He'd be like, hey, man, how's it going? Nice to meet you. He'd be like, so that cover three you run. Let's walk me through it.
He'd go right into, like, why Gruden ran a certain play or something like that. You know, you've seen Binkley enter a room before. There's no, hi, how you doing? He's like my daughter and my wife. They just pick up a conversation that they were having with somebody somewhere and brought it to the party. What are you talking about?
No doubt. Shout out to the Binkster. Bigger fan, you or your wife, or KU?
Am I a bigger fan of my wife or KU?
I'm like, don't get me in trouble.
What are you doing here?
Who's the bigger KU fan? You or the wife?
Me.
You for sure? Okay.
She had to watch you pace around and stuff. She likes Kansas. She went to KU, but she was married into the fandom. She was like, oh, I like going to a few games and I'll watch on TV if it's on. I'm like, no, that's not how we're going to do it. Your life has pivoted a little bit. But I mean, everyone's life pivots when you're married. You're not the same person at 24 you are at 34.
Oh,
that's just the nature of the beast. But yes, she is now. now a bigger Kansas fan because she finds herself in more Kansas events.
Yeah, because
you're yelling at 9:45 at night when Hunter Dickinson's not getting the rebound to hit your parlay cover.
Why is Hunter Dickinson 40 and still playing? Is he older than Perry Ellis was when he played at KU?
Guaranteed.
Probably.
Yeah, for sure he is. Yeah.
I mean, he's not as old as Caleb Love, who was on that North Carolina team as a freshman that lost lost to KU in the title game. He's still playing college basketball. He's at Arizona right now.
That was pre-COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, he's still playing.
Double red shirt in a COVID year, man.
Yep.
He can play till 27.
Eventually you become the old creeper at the bar. Remember when you were at the wheel and like some old dude would walk in, you're like, who brought their grandpa here, you know?
I'm still old, you're 25.
Right, no, but but when you're drinking with 18-year-olds, it's a huge difference.
It's the gift and the curse of NIL. Okay, good. These kids deserve to make some money. But hold on, you're staying in college till you're 25 because the check's better here? No. Yeah. Go play in Europe. It's time. Go away.
Yeah, go meander on somewhere else and go with people your own age.
Exactly. Speaking of it's time, not the greatest like action-packed game for the Chiefs in Carolina, and you and I were talking back in your office. I mean, like, I think it's one of those, and I know you get the analogy. I said Mahomes needs to go to Hoots Hollow and bring the driver out. Just let it air out, get it back right. I think that's what this game is. I know a lot of people say, you included, Chiefs don't blow people out, but by God, I'm ready for it.
I would love to see them blow someone out, just if nothing else, for a calm Sunday. It feels like every week this year, even when you're like, oh, they're probably going to win, you're like, God, why is it only a 4-point game? Why am I worried about this game? The Bucks game, I felt like they'll handle the Bucks. And then you're late in the game being like, well, they got to get a stop or this game's going to overtime. It just, I would like it for my own peace of mind, a nice 24-17, but at a certain point, that's just not who the Chiefs are. And I don't think Andy Reid is not the bludgeon someone unless he's got, you know, some reason for vengeance or there's something larger at stake. So, you know, it seems like a ho-hum, casual, oh, by the way, 20-7 win this weekend in Carolina because there's no ill will between Kanellis and Reid, and Mahomes doesn't really care about facing Bryce Young. I'm just going to just go business trip, and it's going to – you're going to look up in the fourth quarter and be like, it is 17-6. Why? Yeah. Why is it not 31-0? And you're going to want to switch to red zone, but you can't because you got to just stick it out. And that's what's going to be frustrating about Sunday. We talked on the show yesterday. We've said it like 12 times this year. You know, the Chiefs just are a good team. They find a way to win. That's just what good teams do. They grind out wins. I would love on a Monday to not talk about that, but instead be like, see, they throttled someone. That's nice. That's new. But I worry we're going to get another. See, they're just winning in the NFL is hard conversation.
Well, no, I'm 1,000% with you. It's like you're taking the words and speaking them from my head and kind of what we talked about. And that's very scary. But I just know I've seen this before. We've seen this play. We've seen this, you know, run. We don't see blowouts anymore. It's just not what they do. And as much as we would love to sit back on Sunday afternoon and say, just go win this game 35-0 so we could all just kind of relax in the third quarter, it's not going to be that way. And that's something that we just have to accept. And the sooner you can accept that, the maybe more ease you'll be. But then the playoffs roll around, and then it's time to throttle people. And then they take care of business.
I also think it's like there's like two things at play here. Like for the team, I don't think it matters. I don't think the actual play on the field, they need a blowout. Like, there are no such thing as style points in pro football. Like, I know everyone likes to point to point differential, and those things are nice stats, but they don't actually affect
anything.
They
don't mean anything.
But as a fan, I would love to at halftime be like, you know what? I got some Thanksgiving shopping to get done at Hy-Vee.
Right.
I'm going to put the game on the app. I'm going to head to Hy-Vee, throw the AirPods in. They're up 24-0.
It's the best time to go to Hy-Vee during a Chiefs game. No one's there. You have your run to the store. It's great.
As a fan, I would love to see what the Lions did to the Jags, just for peace of mind. But for the actual team on the field and what it looks like and the playoffs and what really matters in the grand scheme of things, blowing someone out doesn't matter, but as a fan, I would just enjoy it.
Yeah,
just,
it's a need versus a want.
Correct.
Right? I don't need it, but I want it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to see them blow anybody up, but I'd like to see them blow somebody out.
And I mean, maybe there's a little bit of it for the team. Like, if you could be like, hey, it's Carson Wentz time in the third with a short week, that'd be nice.
It'd be
like,
nice. Yeah,
okay, so they're super rested for the Raiders, but I don't foresee it, and that's, it, again, doesn't really matter other than just for fans being like, man, it's 3:15. I'm still watching the Panthers game. Why?
Yeah, why am I doing this? Why are we still doing this? And why is it in overtime? But like now, next week, a week from today, Black Friday against the Raiders. Now, that's one where I could see a throttle.
Mm-hmm. That's where I talked about earlier where like Reed might be out for vengeance or blood. The Raiders came in and ruined a holiday in Arrowhead, and everyone went home sad. There's that iconic steel photo of Brittany Mahomes and Taylor Swift hugging each other in sadness with the score on the bottom line. And they have the Christmas hats. They want to humiliate the Raiders on Black Friday.
And they wanted to do that on the 27th of September or October in LA or wherever the hell they play these days. But, you know, you had the injuries and all that kind of stuff. Now you're starting to get a little bit healthier. You know, DeAndre Hopkins is more in the mix and whatnot. And so that could be the one where I see the first throttling of the year, because they don't like the Raiders because, well, they suck.
Yeah. And again, there's Andy Reid takes division games very, very seriously. Yeah. So if he can go out and humiliate that team, and I think that team probably has quit by then. Like,
do you really want to come like to Thanksgiving Day in a hotel in Kansas City when you're 2-9?
No. I think you're right. If there is a game where you're like, oh, but in Black Friday, you're going to be like, well, I guess I'll just keep watching because it's football. There's nothing else to do.
Well, we'll be there. You know, we've already talked. Like, that may be when you bounce early. You're hoping it's like 35-0 in the third quarter, right? You know?
I never leave games early.
That's the old traffic game. You know, you tap the wife, and you're like, you know, we could probably beat the other 70,000 people out of here if we left now.
I mean, like, if you're up 35-0 with 2 minutes to go, everybody's leaving that
then
early.
You stick around. Then you just wait, sit back, relax.
Or you just go out to the parking lot and have another cocktail or
restart
two,
the tailgate. Like, listen, they've cut off sales in here. Yep. Or it's like, hey, we're right between the window. Or we could pay $96 for one small Michelob Ultra. Or guess what we have in the cooler back at the car?
Right. Yeah. Somebody was telling me the other day that somebody needs to remind Andy that they don't sell beer in the fourth quarter, so start blowing people out. You don't need to keep people in the stadium buying beer in the fourth quarter.
Or do what the baseball world did and said, oh, man, these games are going a lot faster. Beer sales now end in the middle of the eighth inning, not the seventh inning.
Is that really what
they changed that?
Because they found out games were going
games
so fast.
Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah.
So people
are like, wow, I like
baseball now. I can get beer in the eighth inning.
Yeah.
Said like five people, and they made it happen.
Well, baseball just continues to adjust and make great changes, don't they?
It's in a renaissance, man. I'm telling you.
They realize no one's watching their product. They're like, how do we get them back?
Yeah. Quicker games and more beer.
Yep.
Next thing you know, they'll get down to 130 games in the season instead of 162. Yeah. Speaking of two teams that play on Monday night, the Harbaugh Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
If Justin Herbert has another good week and he beats the Ravens and Lamar Jackson, has Justin Herbert now then solidified himself as a top five quarterback in the NFL?
Five is probably tough, but I think he's like...
Because it's Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Lamar.
Yeah. And then
who's your fifth?
I mean, Jameis Winston has to be in the conversation.
Obviously. I mean, Jared Goff's having a great season this year. So Jared Goff.
Are you a golfer?
I'm a big golf believer. I literally am holding a Goff MVP ticket right now, which I'll probably not be able to cash out because the way Allen played against the Chiefs. But I'm a big Jared Goff is one of the more fascinating stories. We as an NFL fan base, just like once Sean McVay was done with him, we were kind of like, well, he stinks. On to the next. And now he has had a renaissance in Detroit.
So if I ask you a question today.
I think Goff's in the top five. I think right now Herbert's like that 7-8, and he can then move to like 5-6, where it's like, if you said top five, I wouldn't be like, what are you, crazy?
So if you start a franchise today and Goff and Herbert are on the board, you're taking
Goff? Right now I'm taking Goff.
Wow.
But Herbert's has a chance to really end. I think
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I think what I've learned about Herbert, and Goff has this too, is you got to get Herbert with a good coach. Like what Jim Harbaugh has done for, I mean, he's done it everywhere in his career.
And you
got to
give Goff
an
amazing amount of talent.
Correct. But I mean,
Goff's never had a bad coach.
That's true. I mean, it works both
Who
ways.
Who was his Cal coach? Was it Jeff Tedford? I couldn't name another Cal coach if you gave
Who
me
was his
coach?
No, it was, who's the guy at TCU now? Sonny Dykes. Sonny Dykes was his coach at Cal.
Oh.
So, I mean, college football's, they weren't doing a lot of winning out at Cal.
No. Would you take Jared Goff over CJ Stroud?
Right now, yes.
Yeah, even I wouldn't. I love Stroud.
Stroud's a nice. Stroud is
great now, cinnamon rolls.
I'm just blown away by this right now.
I get why Stroud has regressed. It's because his offensive line is the three of us. Like they can't block anyone. But a little bit of the shine came off Stroud because he hasn't been nearly as good. I mean, the Lions game particularly, you could say one of the reasons they lost is Stroud was horrible.
He's
in
definitely taken
that
that sophomore step back. Now next year, I would expect him to rebound and get back to where he is.
But people thought he would take the Allen Mahomes step.
That's hard to do.
It's very difficult. I mean, Mahomes is a little bit unfair, but remember, Josh Allen, his first year, he was like the inaccurate, big arm running guy. They're going to make him the full time. I mean, they went to a playoff game. Let's just see. And then Josh Allen looked like Josh Allen. You're like, oh, they have something. People thought Stroud would do that. Oh, he looked good. You know, he's a plucky underdog that made the playoffs. They won a playoff game. Let's see if he takes the next step. And he absolutely has not.
And to compare everybody to Mahomes and Allen, I think it's very unfair. It's just ridiculous, you know, because maybe nobody ever lives up to them in our lifetime. You know?
Like, what do you do with Jalen Hurts? Like, Jalen Hurts, another one where it's like.
I like Jalen Hurts, though, too. I'm a fan.
I'm a Jalen Hurts fan. I don't like him as much as Jared Goff, the addition
of Saquon Barkley.
No doubt.
Right?
No question. Yeah.
Saquon Barkley might be the MVP of the league if he didn't get touchdowns stolen at the goal line.
I also think what we're learning from this conversation, and it's not like some big industry secret, is Mahomes and Allen are kind of outliers, to your point. Yep. Almost every other quarterback, to get the most out of them, you got to have someone around him.
No doubt.
Mahomes and Allen are just different. Like right now, I know Josh Allen is not a popular person.
I mean,
in
look
Kansas
how
City.
Much better Carrington is with you around him.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I agree, but.
I mean, it goes without saying.
But
could you imagine Justin Herbert in that Lions offense?
I mean, it would be very, very
disgusting.
Special.
Absurd. It'd be disgusting. And then imagine Jared Goff with the Chargers. He'd have Quentin Johnson, Ladd McConkey,
and J.K. Dobbins. If he has Jim Harbaugh, I think he would still be good. Because, I mean, it's mostly Harbaugh. Everywhere he goes, like Justin Herbert has a lot of physical talent, but everywhere Harbaugh goes, even in college, he gets the most out of his quarterback.
Because
like,
they believe in his system.
Alex Smith, Colin Kaepernick, J.J. McCarthy, Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck was a generational talent, but Andrew Luck, I mean, now Justin Herbert, everywhere that guy goes, he just breathes life into his quarterback. And they're all talented guys. It's not like he's taking a one-star kid who was a backup at Shawnee Mission Northwest and making him a star. He takes talented players, but he does something to he's a quarterback whisperer, and it's now showing itself because Herbert looked lost last year.
Oh, he terribly lost, but his coach was so stupid.
Mm-hmm. And then like there was a lot of bad in L.A., San Diego, whatever it was. But now Jim Harbaugh's really changed that.
What do you got coming up on the drive today on a Friday?
We got Nate Taylor in studio for an hour. Might talk a little bit of Panthers with him. We'll just kind of see. Who knows? And then we'll do our
Friday. Don't overlook them.
We can overlook them. The team is a different story.
But they take their marching orders from us.
Obviously.
They listen to the station, and whatever we're saying is how they react.
Do you guys get those texts in the text line where people are like, you guys are overlooking the team? I don't play.
Yeah, I don't know exactly.
Yesterday they were like, maybe you guys should focus on the Panthers. Why? It's not my job to focus on
Maybe you should. Go read a depth chart.
Patrick Mahomes should focus on the Panthers. Rob Brenton doesn't care.
Can you name five Carolina Panthers?
Probably J.C. Horn, Andy Dalton, Bryce Young, Chuba Hubbard, and Leggett.
I would have gone with Steve Smith, Kerry Collins, Cam Newton,
Jake
Kuechly, and Jake DeLome.
By the way, Leggett has not been better than Xavier Worthy, but I was talking about this with the boss the other day. I would have loved Leggett in Kansas City, strictly as a media guy. His voice, his fun.
He was the other guy at LSU, right?
Yeah.
The way he said, like, if you're bored, Google how Xavier Leggett said asparagus the other day.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even understand that that's the word he was trying to. It would have been great from a media standpoint, but yeah.
I don't really eat that kind of stuff.
He's like, asparagus? I basically just eat fried food. You're like, good. You'd be fun to talk to.
And yet he's like a, you know, athlete. Here we are eating fried
skinny
food.
Fat,
we got to go out there and run 8 miles just to burn off waffle fries and a chicken wrap.
Yeah, every 100 calories you eat is a mile on the treadmill, my friend.
Tough. All right, Rob. Well, I'll see you Monday with the victorious Colorado Buffalo team.
I'm sure you'll see me Monday. I don't know about that second part, though.
Okay. Well, Rob Brenton of the Drive, KU fan. Somebody said he said tap the wife. We got to save that drop, I guess.
Who said that? Rob did?
You or Rob. I don't have a wife. So it wasn't me.
And I don't say the wife because my wife hates that.
What's scarier, Alex Gold with a golf club or Cody Tapp with a hockey club?
Neither know how to use either of them.
Well, Cody's out there swinging
a hockey stick.
Yeah. Yeah. On the football surface. It's not a hockey town, Bob. Lay off me. Either way. Coming up on the other side, we get to the tailgate talk of what you're doing this weekend for food. I'm actually interested to know. Noon game. You don't get the whole lot of these. And it's a game you can relax or... don't look past. Coming up on the other side, our tailgate talk, and we wrap this show up for the week here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5.
The hell is this? Because it's Brian. Should have paid stacks on the radio. Three stacks on the radio. Because it's Friday night. And I'm thinking that we just might.
Might what?
Turn on your microphone.
Mm-hmm. Maybe not.
This weekend, I'm going to stuff large jalapeno poppers.
Oh, are you really?
This is a text line. From the 316. This is why I've been talking to you, and I'll bring this to the radio as well, because Bob and I do a lot of talking off the microphones. This weekend, I'm going to stuff large jalapeno poppers with a mixture of cream cheese and caramel.
No, that can't be right.
K-A-R-A-M-E-L. Caramel? Am I dyslexic again, obviously?
Caramel spelled with a C, or is it caramel, however you
pronounce it. C-A-R-A-M-E-L.
No, that's caramel, but I never heard. I'm like...
Wrap them snug in Kroger, thick pepper bacon, and smoke on the Traeger, adding Sweet Baby Ray's sweet and sassy.
Wow.
As a glaze.
Is that a dessert or is that an appetizer?
Yes. Because I know there's a thing that they have.
It reminds me of those stuffed strawberries you showed us the other day. You know, you're taking the cream cheese, you're putting caramel in it, so now it's like a sweet cream cheese wrapped in bacon. Like, that sounds actually really good.
Yeah, because what do they call those?
Texas tornadoes?
Armadillo eggs, I think is what they are. They're like basically like stuffed jalapenos wrapped in bacon with like a honey glaze and then smoke them.
That does sound really... Or you wrap them in... No, that's a scotch egg. You wrap the egg in sausage or whatever.
You drink scotch?
You ever have a scotch egg? Some guy in a kilt brought a scotch eggs years ago.
Was that John?
No. So it was a listener.
Oh, I thought that was John, the guy that used to be the engineer here. He walked around in a kilt every once in a while.
He did.
I
love that guy.
Dude, he was awesome. He was so fun to work with.
Yeah, John Morris, man.
Shout out John Morris. Put him in a body bag.
Great guy.
He would always come in and say that.
I loved him.
Yeah, he was a good dude. He was just interesting to talk to about, like, you know, stuff that you didn't know existed in the industry of radio.
Or in the world.
Right. What are you doing for the game on Friday for food?
I think we're Friday, next Friday, or Sunday?
I'm sorry, Sunday, yeah.
I think I'm going to do breakfast because it's an early game.
On the stone?
On the Blackstone, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Sunday is supposed to be like the last nice day of the year, weather-wise. It's supposed to be like in the 60s on Sunday. So I think I'm going to do breakfast out there. I got some potatoes, got some eggs, maybe whip
That's
up
the
some
only
bacon.
Way I can cook hash browns is on a Blackstone. I've never been able to cook them in a cast iron skillet even. I haven't been able to cook them in like a thing.
Do you like them really crispy?
Absolutely. I want a crunch.
Yeah.
Like a hard crunch.
Right.
And then I try to do the Waffle House thing. I'll get like my diced tomatoes and cheese and throw that on
never
top.
Never works.
Nah, dude.
It?
No. It's just not the same.
But I've got some potatoes. Maybe I'll just
breakfast
like,
is a nice pull. So
it
like
is.
Mimosas at 11?
I'm not a champagne guy. I don't, that's not my thing. And I don't like orange juice, so.
Oh, well, you only put like a drop of orange juice.
Yeah, I don't like champagne, though, either, or sparkling wines and all that kind of stuff.
Robin mentioned how Xavier Leggett says asparagus.
I just hope they got some good food. I'm a picky eater, so I just hope they got something I can eat.
They have good chocolate.
I don't eat candy like this.
Well, what are your no-goes? You say you're a picky eater. What are your no-goes?
Yeah, I don't eat seafood. I don't eat like peppers and onions and all that. I don't really eat vegetables like that.
What? You eat like pizza.
Yeah, and like I just started eating asparagus. I eat like string beans and green peas. But
that's not a surprise. Do they have to be cooked in bacon grease? Do they have to be cooked in bacon grease?
No. That ain't like that.
How are you not smiling from ear to ear?
Asparagus.
Yeah, that's great. I love the southern accent.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Better accent, southern accent or Australian accent?
Australian.
Is it the number one accent in the world?
I think that people think British accents are probably, but I'm not a huge fan of British humor, so I'm out on that.
Yeah, easy to get laid if you had an Australian accent.
Is there any more of that cut, Dusty? There's one more thing that he says at the very end.
Oh, shoot. I don't know. Here, I can pull it up.
There's one more thing that he says at the very end. That's why I kept it all. There's like the last 5 seconds.
Yeah, I eat some pasta.
Okay.
Yeah, I eat some pasta.
Chicken, steak, all the regular stuff.
Yeah,
all
no the
regular. Seafood, though?
No, I'm a lude.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll give you that one.
I love the southern drawl. It's so good.
He's allergic.
Yeah.
No seafood, though?
No, I'm allergic.
Oh, okay.
That's so great. Good. It's
a national treasure.
I love that guy.
Can I find the asparagus?
Yeah, and like I just started eating asparagus.
The southern accent is so good.
Yeah, Australian accent all day. Shout out to our buddy Aussie.
Yeah. I think Australian accent's good.
Like if you went to a bar and you're single, yeah, hi, mate. And you're like, I'll be here, babe.
Yeah, that's and a you want my number British, too? Though. Yeah. Like, have you watched?
Yes.
Oh my God! Like, why can't I think? My wife and I watch it all the time.
Spigs.
That movie that took place in England, Love Actually. Have you ever seen Love Actually?
No, I've only seen Love Blactually.
Okay, well, Love Actually is really good. The guy comes from England over to America and goes to Milwaukee, and he's got the British accent. All the hot chicks love him. You know? So.
Yeah, I'm going to our friend's Johnny's Tavern on Sunday.
Nice.
Yeah, buddy, we're going with his son Owen wants to hang out with us. He goes, man, I've just been thinking about those mini corn dogs. I'm like, to be seven again. Like, Friday afternoon, what's on your mind? Sunday's corn dogs?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Those are the golden eras.
Right.
You know, like,
what bills do you have? I don't know, but I got to read this National Geographic magazine about snakes.
Yeah. So the best part about my daughter now having a job is she goes to the store and now sees prices and computes, you know, how long she has to work to buy something. I'm like, this is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
Like,
see, so now getting you're getting it. Big.
Yeah. It's huge.
Hey, man, I feel bad. I mean, my parents buy me all that stuff.
All that stuff I didn't want. Yeah.
I remember when I first started getting allowance, I would figure that out when I go to Quick Trip and I'd get the pemmican beef jerky, teriyaki flavor. I used to always get it. Ride my bike up to Quick Trip, pemmican beef jerky, blue bag.
That's what she was looking at, like beef sticks together.
And I looked at it and I was like, well, my allowance is $5 a week. This bag of beef jerky is $3.49. That means I got $1.50 for the rest of my allowance. So I get it next week. I was like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. You start to I do that as well. I think we all do that. Once you start working and realize how much things cost and yada, 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 here you sit. But I just like, that was a great moment for me as a father the other day when she was like looking at something at the store and she's like, I go, what are you realizing how much you got to work to buy that now? She goes, yeah. I'm like, good.
Yeah. Brian Thomas Jr., the other receiver at LSU. Thank you, text line. Thank you, Mac. Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, Sunday, just, you know, food, and then, I don't know, that seems like a early lunch, like 11, get back before halftime's over in the second half, and then second half, you just ponder how many you're going to put down and when you're going to order pizza.
Are you going to scale back early in the week on food because you know what's coming up at the end of the week?
This is a scale does not get stand on week.
Okay, so you just eat all week?
Not necessarily a week. Like today I'm gonna have a wonderful lunch at Jasper's.
Right.
And then tonight, we did chili last night. Perfect. Cause of the Hy-Vee thing. I listened to your advice. So it's like, this is a heavy day. Jasper's at lunch, chili dogs tonight.
Oh,
so
nice.
Stay away from me. Good thing I'm doing it this weekend. Yeah, not here in the studio fogging
tomorrow,
it up.
Thank God.
Yeah, you're welcome. And then Saturday, go watch KU Colorado. And yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah. And then Monday, Tuesday, I'll probably take it light, very light.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Wednesday, I don't really want to do any much eating because then Thursday, I have two different households to go to.
Thursday, you got the big day.
Yeah, and I gotta save
turkeys
room.
On Wednesday.
Yeah, I gotta save room for the smokehouse turkey. Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah, I am too. Because Wednesday, I'll probably have some smokehouse for lunch. Get the turkey. Thursday, we'll do Thanksgiving. Friday's leftovers, right. And you know, like
Mac, you're a growing boy. What are you doing for the tailgate? What?
That's very funny. I don't know quite yet. I don't know.
They don't know. Whatever don't know. My mom makes.
Now she'll be busy. I'll order something. I'll make something. I'll figure it out. Boys will come over. Maybe we'll grill.
We grill out a little bit. I like that.
Did you get that invite?
No.
Okay.
No, I did not.
You said the boys are coming over. I was like, I missed it. Must have missed mine.
Well, remember that day? I don't have any friends. Right. Remember that? No.
Well, I thought you were from Tennessee yesterday for like a half a minute.
I'm just kidding.
You got no friend. Like, he called you out.
I know. Damn. Damn. Like,
Richard of the week.
Yeah, Richard Dusty. Say Mac has no friends. I mean, like, of any of us, he would probably have some friends.
Man. Yeah, it is a time to be thankful.
I got
to
get a margarita today, too, a cactus, I think.
Salt? No salt.
I don't salt.
Frozen rocks.
Frozen. No, rocks. I mean,
oh, man,
frozen.
You do need a margarita.
Yeah, already.
Hey, it's a reminder every day at the end
get
of the show.
Get ready, Ryan!
That's right. Go ahead, Jim! Go be nice to somebody. You never know. Do something nice for somebody, too. It could change their day, week, month, or year. Look at Baker Mayfield, what he did for a local high school team. $17,000. Fixed their equipment. Go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, week, month, or year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay safe, stay kind. Coming up next, it's Cody, Alex, and Drew from 10 to 2.